The last thing anyone strapped into a fast-moving aircraft wants to hear is the command to eject. But if the moment comes and the decision is made, pilots and passengers alike hope they're strapped into a Martin Baker ejection seat. That's why it's this week's Weapon of the Week. For 80 years, Martin Baker has been a name air crews could count on when things went wrong. Since 1945, the company has recorded 7,777 lives saved, including 3,600 U.S. aviators, according to Steve Roberts, head of business development at Martin Baker. The U.S. government, Air Force, Navy, and Marines are our biggest customers, Roberts said. We have about 3,000 seats in the U.S. Navy and 2,300 seats in the U.S. Air Force. Over the decades, the expectations of what an ejection seat can deliver have evolved alongside the aircraft they are installed in. Initially, the goal was simply to survive the ejection. Now, Robert says the focus is on getting the pilot back into the fight. Martin Baker continues to innovate to reduce that risk. The US-16E ejection seat, developed specifically for the F-35, incorporates new technology, including electronics, a new parachute, and airbags known as neck protection devices. It accommodates a wider range of air crew and allows safe ejection at high speeds, Robert said. The company has also adapted its seats to accommodate different body types. The seat can tilt from 22 degrees to 16.5 degrees, and the seat bucket moves up by about 7.5 inches, Roberts explained. So for a very large male, the seat tilts fully back with the bucket fully down. For a very small female, the seat tilts fully forward with the bucket in the top position. This adaptability means the same piece of equipment can handle a 6'5" airman weighing 300 pounds and a 4'11" airman weighing as little as 103 pounds. Since our visit with Roberts, the number of lives saved by a Martin Baker ejection seat has grown to 7,781. The latest saves occurred during a practice demonstration when two Patrouille de France Alpha Jet aircraft collided east of Paris. Both pilots and a passenger successfully ejected using Martin Baker's F-10LN seat.